is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Good afternoon, Bahamas, and welcome to another wonderful edition of Nailed It on Guardian 96.9 FM. I am Leonard Sands.
And I am Debbie Deal.
And I only say this because probably by the end of this conversation, you probably want to know who is that ranting and raving and making noise. No, it's not the Leonard Sands that you all usually know. This is a different one today. This is the president of Bahamian Contractors Association, here with Vice President Debbie Deal, and a wonderful guest in the studio who we've had the fortunate time of knowing in different capacities, I will say that. Now, in my opening, I'm going to leave most of my fiery satire aside, as much as I can.
Well, you gave that to us a few minutes ago.
Yeah. I wanted the public to share and whatever. I'm going to leave that aside. Okay. Because in the studio, we have a young man. And I do say this very, very, he's a young man. Mm-hmm. So he's not been jaded by realities of our nation yet. He believes that he is, but he has not. And he is full of hope and optimism, which usually happens when you get 50 more years ahead of you than you have behind you. And so you know perspective a little different that way. Mm-hmm. But having said that, the backdrop of this conversation is going to be about what people are doing to advance life that's better for all of us. Mm-hmm. He represents an organization that is providing an essential element of care that I think we don't consider enough. Mm-hmm. And so we're very fortunate to have this young man in the studio. Mm-hmm.
I agree.
But having said that, the challenge for us, and I've said it before, Brother Bethel, the challenge for us is always to measure with what we have, what can we do in the time we have to do it. I say this as a person who have lost a brother in his 40s, and I'm 50, so I've lost a younger brother, I've lost a father, not reached 60.
Wow.
And I buried my uncle at 63 2 weeks ago. So you consider time when you have that backdrop. And I work in a space where I come face to face with young people full of energy in the space we're in called construction. They get up and go. You tell them, build something. They don't know how they're going to try. I can tell you they are full of, I want to do this. This is fun. Until it becomes serious, until they get a family to support, until they get little eyes looking up to them and looking for daddy to have the solution or mommy to have the solution. And I'll tell you, if I pull up my phone, I could show you men message me from, they believe I'm up, 5:30 in the morning. Mr. Science, you have anything for me to do yet?
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Science, I'm out of work. You got anything to do? Daily. Now, I got broad shoulders. I'm the oldest of five boys. I could take a lot. But what I also recognize is that they are dealing with a lot. And I see too much, Brother Bethel, of opportunities not going to them that I can't excuse. Mm-hmm. I can't explain, even being the president of the Contractors Association. And I see us moving around like life is good. And you're going to talk about some great things that they could afford, if they can afford it. Mm-hmm. And I want them to be able to could afford it. And I want us to talk, this conversation, to get in a space where we could see how everyone could afford this thing. That it's reasonable. I am telling you, the cost isn't prohibitive. But if they don't even have that, mm-hmm. it speaks to where some of our people are who are in the same construction space that me and Debbie love. This construction space that feeds people. Mm-hmm. But if they don't have work, they can't feed themselves and they can't feed other people in this country. The final thing I want to say in closing, this country, I saw on TikTok, gentlemen talked about $12 billion worth of construction projects.
Oh, I watched that stupidness too.
I did my math. And you know, my ass are pretty close to the ground being in the chair that I'm in. I came up with about 3.5. What a 12 is, I don't know yet.
Well, because he was saying about a $500 million project coming up. Well, $500 million, it did that many billion, is many
jobs. But anyhow, we're not here to debate someone's hopefulness, I would say, about the space and industry. What we are here to talk about is the enormous potential that we have and the enormous opportunity we have to assure that people have some basic care that every citizen should have, I believe, and if they can afford it. So, without further ado, I want to introduce my guest, who is no stranger to radio, Carlisle Bethel.
Carlisle Bethel, thank you.
Carlisle Bethel, who is representing today?
Doctors Hospital.
Doctors Hospital. I love Doctors Hospital. I just want to plug that right there. They're very good. They took care of me when I was in need. But you got to have some money.
But it's a special division of Doctors Hospital that I found back in 2019 that has basically saved me. Mm-hmm. So I want you to talk about it, and then I'll tell you how important it was to me and why I wanted to reach out to you, because other persons in our industry and in the country don't realize what they could have if they actually had this program.
So first off, I want to say thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here. I am a huge fan of your show. I love real estate. I have a real love-hate relationship with construction.
Of course.
I love the process of watching something form out of the ground, right?
See, an empty yard, and all of a sudden, it's beauty, and the
the possibilities of what could be, and the creativity that goes into it, the work, the hard work that goes into it,
talent.
And at the end of the day, you look back and you see the finished product, and you think about that process, and you're like, I did that.
Yeah,
I did that, right? Yeah. And really and truly, that's kind of the way I approach life in general. And you know, at times you may have difficult days, and in the moment you're like, boy, this is really kicking my butt. And in the moment you may feel down, but at the end of night comes morning, right? And with every valley there's a hill, and in the process, in the moment, you may feel so discouraged about it. You may feel like, oh, we ain't making no progress. It ain't moving. But when you get to when you get over that hump, when you get over that hurdle, you look back and you say, wow, I made it through that. We made that happen. We brought about that change. We brought about that good thing in life, which impacts the lives of other people. And that makes the daily struggle worth it.
To me, I've found that whenever I've gone through something really challenging, it's a lesson that God is trying to teach me.
Amen.
And sometimes you don't know it. When you're younger, you don't know it until it's happened. Mm-hmm. As you get older, as it comes, you know right away.
And even in the moment,
this is a lesson.
Right? Yeah. Because you could be, I'm a day older tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Right? So even in the moment of that particular project that you're working on and that particular cause that you're fighting for. You may think this is just so frustrating. Why the hell are we doing this?
Because you got something to learn.
Ah, there you go. And when you do it, you look back, you say, well, we did that.
Thank you. Yes.
Right?
Satisfaction.
And, amen. And so for me, I love community. I love country building. I love people. And I love to know that my work matters and what I do and what I'm fighting for helps to improve the lives of other people, which is why I love what I'm doing at Doctors Hospital. Mm-hmm. Which is why I love what I'm doing at Doctors Hospital. And for those who don't know, I have the wonderful joy. I'm a manager of finance at Doctors Hospital. My professional career is in wealth management, investment advisory. But at Doctors Hospital, I have oversight of the Loyalty Advantage Membership Program.
Yes.
LAMP is the short abbreviation for
best thing,
Loyalty Advantage Membership Program.
The best thing ever.
And you know, we hear it all the time, right? Everyone says, oh, we love Doctors Hospital. Great service, great care.
We have insurance.
But y'all expensive. But your expenses.
Expenses.
Oh, yes. Right? And you better have your insurance, right? We hear it.
We hear it.
And truthfully, we didn't ignore it. Mm-hmm. LAMP is the brain, is the product, the brainchild of our current president, Dr. Charles W. Diggins. Mm-hmm. And he has been
he's my neighbor.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
He's a good man. He's a wonderful mentor. Yeah. He truly cares about the staff and the advancement of the staff. Right. And he doesn't, to my knowledge, he's not a practicing physician anymore at this point. Correct. And a lot of his time in Doctors Hospital, he pours into the development of staff. What does leadership look like? Mm-hmm. What does personal advancement look like? What does the commitment to excellence look like? Mm-hmm. Not just at Doctors Hospital, but in your personal life. And he saw an issue and a problem in the country, which was, how do we afford healthcare? Mm-hmm. Because healthcare is expensive.
Let me just put a peg right there. So you're telling me Dr. Diggins saw that. And I think we all know it's a challenge. And he decided Doctors Hospital is going to take
it. Yeah, he decided Doctors Hospital is going to provide the solution for this.
Uh-huh.
We are going to solve this problem. Uh-huh. And what we have learned, what Doctors Hospital has learned over 70 years in operation, 7 decades, is that the leading causes of hospitalization and high healthcare bills
is not taking care of yourself.
Not taking care of yourself.
Absolutely.
Lifestyle diseases, non-communicable diseases, NCDs.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. These are day-to-day things.
Mm. Yep.
So I'll give you an example.
Give me an example. Yeah.
Right?
Help me
Someone who has diabetes, if they have that underlying condition, and it is and they leave it unchecked. Mm-hmm. And let's say they go on the construction site. Mm-hmm. And they're working on the construction site.
In the sun.
They buck their toe, they cut their toe.
Mm-hmm. They'll lose their leg.
The toe can't heal.
Dimes to donuts, they'll lose their leg.
Toe can't heal. So know what happens? They have to cut the leg off.
Thank you.
And now they're unemployed.
Yeah.
Now they can't work.
They're on disability.
All tied to that unmanaged NCD, which had they had access to the services they needed a year, 2 years ago, a month, 6 months ago, then they could be working.
Because even with that, you have to understand that the reason you end up going to a doctor is because you have not been eating and sleeping properly and drinking enough water. You have not been taking the basic things that you need to do keep yourself alive,
right?
You're not doing properly, and you're eating yourself into diabetes, heart attacks,
hypertension.
You're doing that to yourself.
And a lot of those things, heart attacks, strokes, those things, they come because of the lifestyle diseases, the NCDs.
Yeah.
So let me ask you a question. Mm-hmm. I hear that. I love that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, bring it to my guys on the site. Mm-hmm. First of all, the construction industry, probably second largest, probably first largest employer across the country. It doesn't matter what industry you talk about, except tourism sector. Probably got more people in all the tourism than in construction. Outside of that, we're second.
Mm-hmm.
The dynamics are starting to change. Mm-hmm. So we're starting to have more younger persons in construction than older. Mm-hmm. The older generation is dying out. I hear the program. This is only probably my third time because I listen to the radio and I hear it.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. How does Doctors Hospital, and you're going to get into the deepness of it, how mm-hmm. to reach the persons who are underserved by lack of information mm-hmm. about the problem? Mm-hmm. What is Doctors Hospital seeking to do? And I want to mm-hmm. put it so you're doing. What are you guys seeking to do to get this message
mm-hmm.
to the length and breadth of the Gulf of the Bahamas for people who don't even know they need this vital opportunity mm-hmm. to be a part of LAMP?
Right. Wonderful question. So one I would start is by, one, we've taken the first step in creating the program.
Right.
And we've put in the time, the expertise mm-hmm. to craft this program, which provides affordable access to day-to-day healthcare services the basic things you need to take control of your health. And we're building tiers that are increasingly giving more in each plan.
Okay.
And that's because we're watching the risk mm-hmm. as we do it, and you know, we're watching the financials yeah. and making adjustments. We say, okay, this foundation can take this extra load, so we add that on. Now we say, okay, how does that? How does it react? Mm-hmm. Okay, now we can add on another level, you know. And so we're slowly building, exactly, right?
Because you started out with just Doctors Hospital, and then now you have Dalzell Street, and you have out west.
Have
many different locations of the same free service. Mm-hmm. Not free service, but it's like next to nothing service.
Right.
Right? All throughout Nassau.
I want to ask you.
And then I got a question to ask you right. about.
How many employees do you have working for you right now?
On the site that I manage, there's 300 direct persons in construction.
Okay.
On our team, direct under our management, right. about 90 to 100. The other 200. Right. are under the management of our company, which is the subcontractors.
Okay.
So our direct people, we direct everything they do. That's 100 person. The other 200, we direct the management team, who directs the Slumber Services.
Your people probably get an opportunity to get health insurance through the employer.
So this is where I'm going.
Most don't.
So when last have you had like a health and wellness day? When you brought maybe an expert or a professional on the site to speak to your staff? Or bring a clinical team to do testing. You do that once a year.
We have for the construction. Well, to be honest, for the 100 persons under our control, once a year, because we have the first aid training that's mandatory for our staff. So that happens every year.
Right.
Beyond that, they're enrolled in whatever opportunities for.
So you say the mandatory first aid training, right?
Mandatory.
Right.
So has to do it.
See, they have to do it or else.
Like, we shut down the site. It has to happen.
So do you make it mandatory for them to get like an annual physical every year?
We do not make that mandatory.
Well, why not?
And again, that's a good question. That's not mandatory.
Right.
And let's stretch it a little further. What I'm recognizing, too, is the same opportunities that I mentioned are available to these 100, unless those companies that work under the umbrella of this company mm-hmm. as the subcontractors, unless they bring those opportunities mm-hmm. to those 200 persons, they don't have access mm-hmm. to it either, even the information about it.
Because I'll tell you this, you know, a lot of companies sometimes don't do it or don't take the what they think is a healthcare burden, right? We have to go and pay for this and pay for that.
Mm-hmm.
But it ultimately comes back as a positive with a healthier staff,
of course.
More productivity, less days off,
yes.
they're more educated, maybe two Guinness first thing in the morning on the way.
Not the right thing to
ain't
do.
The right thing to do, right? Yeah. You know, maybe a fast food breakfast sandwich first thing in the morning at lunch and then at afternoon ain't the best thing to do, right?
Yeah. Some of that is
economic realities mm-hmm. of life, but if we make the education available, then some percentage of that 300
have a better opportunity.
We'll take advantage.
Right. Now you had asked the question: how many of those persons have an annual once a year?
Mm-hmm.
If the LAMP program, your annual is free.
You get a free annual physical, right? In there, yeah.
As we go on, I'll let you know all of the things that the LAMP mm-hmm. program gives you. Mm-hmm. But an annual, if you don't have the LAMP program and you don't have health insurance, will cost you anywhere from $900 to $1,200.
It could cost you around it, yeah.
You know, you an MRI, an ultrasound, an X-ray, a mammogram, Pap smear, blood tests. All of these things are part of an annual that would cost you anywhere, like I said, from $1,200 to $1,600 just once a year.
And so
it's free.
And so this is how we do it, right? So, for example, are you familiar with Costco?
Yeah.
Costco in the States, and they have their membership program. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you pay a monthly membership fee, and then you get access to all these big discounts. Mm-hmm. And so what Dr. Digges said was, instead of having people pay for services one as they need them, let's bundle these services as we do like a phone plan, right? When you have a phone plan, there's talk, there's data, there may be some roaming. Mm-hmm. And on any given month, you may use different variations of all that comes in your plan, right? You may use more, you may travel 1 month and use more roaming than you would do on a normal month. You may use more. You may go on a family island, not have access to Wi-Fi, and so you may use more data that particular, right? And so what we said is, okay, let's bundle these services, and then let's charge a flat monthly rate, and then what we're able to do is the more people we have, we're able to spread that risk out, and we're able to spread that volatility in terms of who uses what each month across more people. Mm-hmm. And now we drop the price down. But the real benefit is that you as an individual, you can plan your financial healthcare journey because you know on any given month, my bill is flat.
Mm-hmm. $40. I pay $40 a month. I pay the $480 for the whole year.
Mm-hmm.
I don't just do month at a time. I don't have the patience for that. But you could go to the doctor anytime, every single day of the year if you want to. It's all free.
Yeah, all care visits are covered.
Yep.
Now, I hear that. And this is sounding too good to be true.
So it's not. And I have it.
I'll tell you the limitations of it.
Let me,
right?
Before you go there, let me paint the picture. Because Debbie, you're a little bit different than the rest of my guys on site. They don't make a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them don't. So, the guys with two children, and they need to take care of the bills when they get home.
Mm-hmm.
$40 can be saying it's throwaway easy. The $480, they're not going to pay the $480 one time. They're going to pay the $40 a month.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that's not cost prohibitive. I just wanted to say.
Mm-hmm.
The question, though, so now it's $40 a month. Lay out this person who's new to this program.
Mm-hmm.
He's a young man or woman on the site, and they're in LAMP.
Mm-hmm.
What does that afford them in terms of their healthcare
outlook.
Yeah.
So
in reality.
So in LAMP we have multiple plans. We have two that's currently on the market primarily. Well, three, and then we have a fourth one that's coming out later this year.
Mm-hmm.
But before I go into the plans, I want to lay out the lay of the land and set the framework of the healthcare industry really quickly. Mm-hmm. And I like to do this because it helps people to kind of see the full picture. So whenever you go to see a physician, or whenever you go to a healthcare facility, your visit is going to fall into one of three types of visits for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
There are primary care visits, there are urgent care visits, and then there are emergency care, or what physicians call tertiary care visits. Right? So what are those things? So let me explain them. Primary care is diagnostics. It is to get a snapshot of your health. These are things like annual physicals, scans.
Or you got the labs, flu. Right? And you need,
A light flu, maybe. Mm-hmm. I just need to go to see just to get maybe Panadol, right?
Mm-hmm. An infection of you.
So now we get into urgent care. Mm-hmm. So this is now getting into urgent care when you have to go to a physician and something is bothering you and you need it fixed, right? So this could be, these are the things that people normally call out of work for. These are the majority of your visits, right? These are the infections, the muscle strain on the site, lift something a little too heavy and I feel my back pull, I want to get it checked out. I may have a laceration, I may get cut while I'm on the site, have to get that stitched up.
Bad cold. Eye
infection, bad cold, these are urgent care. Your life or your limb is not threatened. Then you have emergency or tertiary care. This is where your life and limb are threatened, mm-hmm. right? Your arm is hanging off, emergency care, right? Stroke, heart attack, emergency care. Call the ambulance, get me there right away, boom. That's emergency care. Mm-hmm. So that's your landscape. LAMP primarily, as of today, deals with primary care and urgent care. Okay. Now, the thing about it is that emergency care, those cases are small in
frequency,
but high in cost when they do happen.
Correct.
Right? Mm-hmm. Now, the thing about it is those cases, not 70% of the time are tied to things that can be managed in the primary care space.
Correct. If they had the opportunity to go and have the primary
Precisely.
Care.
And I give a former Prime Minister Perry Christie kudos with NHI, because that was the vision behind NHI, which was, okay, we want to get our healthcare under control. Most of the serious issues are tied to primary care issues. Yeah. Let's offer free primary care. It's more affordable. Let's just get people in the clinics, right? In front of doctors.
Right.
And let's pay doctors to do that. Right. And let's pay them a flat fee or a small fee to do that. And so Doctors Hospital, we are in this space too, where we have this plan. It's called LAMP Primary, which gives you access to primary care services at all Doctors Hospital's locations. Mm-hmm. So we have people who know traditionally Doctors Hospital has one, they knew us traditionally for like one or two locations. Mm-hmm. That's Shirley Street, Collins Avenue, the hospital, and then mm-hmm. Blake Road. We have since expanded mm-hmm. Into a number of clinics throughout the country. I think almost close to 9 or so.
Really?
Yeah, mm-hmm. we have Luden. There's one in Carmichael.
Mm-hmm.
Paradise Island.
Lake Road.
Mm-hmm. Cable Beach.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We have two in Freeport. There's mm-hmm. one in Exuma.
Mm-hmm. One in Albany.
Mm-hmm. Right? And so, if you can imagine, we have built out this health system. Mm-hmm. And that's why we have since renamed ourselves Doctors Hospital Health System. Why? It's because we know that your health journey is at different levels, at different stages throughout your life. And you move throughout this health system from primary care to urgent care, back to primary
care. And especially for
care.
Females who are having the children, right?
Exactly. You have the children, you may have. And so what we have, so primary care gives you you have unlimited primary care physician visits. There are no copays. There are mm-hmm. no deductibles.
No copays.
You pay nothing. No deductibles. You pay nothing. It's part of the
to
program.
To see a physician.
Mm-hmm. No copay.
No. And you get 2 imaging a year.
There you go. Debbie, you know.
So MRIs. MRIs, which are normally $900, you get 2 of those a year.
But I don't
really?
Have...
Free. Yeah. I'm in the center one, the $400, the $40
she
a month.
Listen, man. How much you come and work with us?
I swear to God. You can even go into them and they will actually give you dietary.
And you have two.
They'll tell you
primary,
how to
you
do.
Have two free nutritional consultations with a registered dietitian a year. Mm-hmm.
So you could actually, if you have a problem, let's say you have diabetes or something, or you have cholesterol, you have high blood pressure.
And you may say, I ain't taking no medicine.
You can go and they will actually give you a proper diet that you can actually follow make sure that you stay healthy and you're eating the right things.
Because we know what you eat is tied directly to your health.
Can you imagine that?
You cannot imagine.
I imagine.
On top of that, you have labs. So whenever you go to see a physician, mm-hmm. the two primary tools, right? If you think of your toolbox, your construction toolbox, mm-hmm. you got your screwdriver, you got your drill, your hammer, your mm-hmm. saw. When you go to see a physician, they have a toolbox too, right? Mm-hmm. And they use labs and imaging mm-hmm. scans to assess you. Mm-hmm. And so,
let me ask you a question.
30% off.
30%. And that's all the first plan.
All of your medications.
30% off.
So this is a tough question, Carl.
All right,
mm-hmm. Texter writes, if construction workers are walking on scaffolding without harness and only make $300 per week, mm-hmm. how or why would they be attracted to the plan? That's the first question. That's kind of a tricky question.
Well, that's $1,200 a month, and you're going to pay $40 a month, and there's a problem with that?
If the construction company have builder's risk insurance or general liability insurance, which they should have.
That's not health insurance.
What would mm-hmm. construction workers take? Why would construction workers take this out? So let me answer that one first of all for you. It's contractors or builders liability insurance is not health insurance. Mm-hmm. That is for an accident that may happen on site in involving that worker on the construction site, mm-hmm. and you have insurance. This program that Carlisle is talking about is personal preventative health care management, correct. Which mm-hmm. should be the concern of the person seeking to be healthy.
Correct.
So I think, thank you, Texas, for the text.
I think the first thing different. I would ask is why they waking up the scaffolding without arms.
Well, that's the first thing I answered.
That's the first thing I asked, right?
Like, so that's probably not there. Something they should not be doing.
Because the annual physical is the last concern. The numbers and
but let's get, let me dive into this a little bit too, because I've been sitting and listening, and I think all this is great. But as I sit and listen, think about this, I just think about now the gap. I can tell you that on the construction site that I'm on, there's a safety meeting every single week. Mm-hmm. Now, that's important, being mm-hmm. safe. And I'm just thinking, out of 52 times a year, we have a safety meeting. Not one of those 52 times is someone being offered an opportunity to get health insurance, to know about a health insurance opportunity. Mm-hmm. So now I'm thinking,
you need to go and talk to them.
How does and no? And we're talking with one site. There's thousands mm-hmm. of sites mm-hmm. with similar capacities mm-hmm. throughout the Commonwealth of the Bahamas mm-hmm. that have the same void where you show up to work, they want you to work, and no one says that one. They will have a safety meeting mm-hmm. if they're a proper site. They will have a safety meeting once a week. That's one opportunity to talk to 50, 60 persons one time about something that could cost them $40 a month.
Well, I'm going to give you a brochure, and you could talk to
them. That's a huge opportunity for the program.
And so I would say this: we do many of those educational informational sessions, mm-hmm. and if companies invite us all the time to come and speak. And what I've known is what I've learned, especially about Bahamians, is Bahamians love WhatsApp. Dale, you put some on WhatsApp, everybody got at least five people, they can forward that too, right?
Immediately.
And so while we may talk to 50 people, we're really talking to 200.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And so there is an exponential growth tied to each person we talk to mm-hmm. and each company that we go to. And we do, and especially for our lab members, for the company. So if we have a company, right, we also do group plans. Mm-hmm. So we allow
for families.
Companies, we do families, yeah, so mm-hmm. you have families, yeah. so there's discounts. So if you have dependents, you could put them on right. at a lower rate. Mm-hmm. And we do group plans for companies as well. And the thing is, the larger your company is, the more people that you have, one, we're able to apply discounts mm-hmm. up to 25%, and we're able to add in more benefits because it's more people. And mm-hmm. so, for example, the retail plan may say, listen, there's only two scans in the retail plan, mm-hmm. but because your company has 100 people you're bringing on, mm-hmm. we'll put in air ambulance. Okay. We'll put in four scans. Mm-hmm. We'll put in maternity.
So you could tailor the plan.
We could tailor the plan. You know why? It's because we're not an insurance company. We are the provider of the service, mm-hmm. and we are fully Bahamian. We're all based in the Bahamas. We don't have to send something and get approval from somewhere else. We are able to meet directly with your company, with your HR team, if you have that, with mm-hmm. your financial controller, if you have that, to say this is our budget constraint. We have this amount of money that we have allocated to health and safety, mm-hmm. and we are able to come in at your budget constraint, at your budget mm-hmm. level, and we're able to tailor make it for what you need for your staff.
Now, I love that. Mm-hmm. I love that, and I'm thinking about how to make that message go far and wide, because I think it is very impressive that program exists mm-hmm. for everyone.
Well, look at people like me who can't even get health insurance because of my age.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't get health or life insurance because of my age.
Yeah.
This is a program that I can have. Mm-hmm. I had to have, because of my eye twitchy thing, right? I had to have an MRI.
Eye twitchy thing.
Well, I do.
It's a small eye twitchy thing.
Benign essential whatever it is.
Eye twitchy thing.
Eye twitchy thing. But I didn't have the $900 to do it. But because I was able to get two imaging, right?
That was one of them.
That was one of them.
Now, I love that, and I'm not knocking at it. I'm looking at that and saying,
it's not going to help me if I had a heart attack and I have to go to doctor's hospital and I have to spend $100,000.
Right,
but it will get me to this point.
I'm really impressed by all of the services that
we didn't even tell you half of them.
Right, and so we can get to that. But I'm questioning, how is doctor's hospital able to deliver the value that I know Debbie's going to talk about after this break for $40 a month? Because I'm telling you, I look at her phone. There's a whole list you got there.
It's amazing service. And you know what?
$40. I'll tell you. Somehow the magic is inside the small details that I haven't seen.
And you do.
But I can give you opportunity after this.
You
break.
Do not.
Because there's no way you can get it off for $40.
You buy wholesale and you sell retail.
You know what? You don't have to sit in the hospital for like 24 hours waiting in an emergency.
I'm hearing all the good
stuff. I swear to God.
For $40?
$40.
I've had it now for what, 5 years, 6 years, 7 years.
And has the price increased since you got it?
Not a penny.
There you go.
Not one penny.
My insurance is going up. Anyway.
10% every year, 10% every year on you. Yeah. Whether you use it or not.
At least.
Use it or not, that up 10%.
All right. So we're going to take our first commercial break and we'll be back right after this.
Yeah.
Customer service can be a little struggly sometimes in our beautiful Bahama land. But let Dee Dee and Shelley tell you about how Sherwin-Williams does customer service.
It's not only better in the Bahamas for the tourists, you know. Same way I would treat a tourist that come here, the same way I treat my Bahamian customers. And I service them with a bright smile. I just love working for Sherwin-Williams. If I can make any customer happy in any wish way, I'll do it every day. Customers is the love of my life, okay?
Sherwin-Williams Paints. Find color in every day.
But a sickness wall and crack, and they just build this house. Pay now, pay more later.
Your wall crack, oh, because I rot in steel.
I guarantee fiber steel, Jack.
No steel, no big deal. Fiber rebar is better than steel, eh? No steel, no big deal. Fiber rebar is better than steel. Steel puts to get protection from nasty men. But the sand that they use of salt and lead. And then over time, you start to rotten. And just like a flower wall crack open, eh? No steel, no big deal. Fiber rebar is better than steel, eh?
For more information on FRP concrete reinforcement products, call our development today at 603-4506 or 822-9527 or visit our Facebook and IG page at Art Development BFRP. Listen, say goodbye to rust and a crack of water. Call now.
No steel, no big deal.
The all-new CBSBahamas.com is faster, smarter, and we've made it even easier to browse our inventory of over 11,000 products. Earn reward points with every online purchase. Check out our new AI-powered chat assistant, available 24/7. You can even select a date and time for items to be delivered to your house, job site, or the mailboat. Our Family Island customers are loving it. Build beautiful throughout the Bahamas with the new CBSBahamas.com.
When I wake up in the morning and I take a walk outside, I see the sunshine, I see a new day, and that feeling puts a smile right on my face. I know just what to do, go to the paint place. So if you want to paint it right the first time, go to the paint place, stop at the paint place. And if you want it to last a lifetime, go to the paint place, stop at the paint place.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Thank you.
we're back to Nailed It on Guardian 96.9 FM. Take the time now to thank our wonderful sponsors. Debbie, take it away.
Yes, as again, the BCA is the NASA Guardian Nailed It show is sponsored by or is for the Bahamian Contractors Association, which is a nonprofit. So we so appreciate when persons who listen to the show or persons who have products or members who really want to, you know, experience what we do as well as help to showcase the products that they actually have. So we have this week, we have ART Development, which is the fiberglass rebar. We have CBS Bahamas. We have Engineering and Technical Services, which is ETS, which most people know, Lambert Knowles. The Paint Place and Stone Oak Bahamas, along with Sherwin Williams. So thank you so much for having the faith in us to actually sponsor us and keep us on the radio.
So thank you, Debbie, for that. Now, Carlisle, we have a text message. Can your guests advise how is this program that you're speaking about different or better than NHI?
Wonderful question. And we get that quite a bit. And I always say that really and truly, LAMP can work and works with NHI. And so the idea behind NHI when it first started was that, listen, let's just give people as wide an access to primary care services as possible. They can go to visit a physician, they register, they go visit the physician, and so forth. Since then, we've seen the benefits for NHI kind of be reined in a bit, right? Instead of maybe unlimited visits, you get 4 or 5 or 3. Instead of all labs, you may get one or two, and so one out the gate, there is a level of benefits that you can count on. Debbie mentioned, for example, the benefits that's been there for like 5 years. Mm-hmm. The price hasn't changed, and then when it comes to urgent care, NHI doesn't really do urgent care. Mm-hmm. Right. So if you have an issue that needs to be fixed now, NHI is, you can go to the government clinic and wait there and go through that process. Or you may say, listen, I want to go to a private clinic. You're going to pay for that. On average, an urgent care visit costs anywhere from $300 to $3,000, depending on what it is that's bothering you.
Right.
We have a LAMP Ultimate plan, which is $119 a month, which is an enhanced plan to the $40 plan that you speak about, Debbie, which gives you 6 urgent care visits a year. Mm-hmm. And so, if you think about that $119 a month compared to with the 6 urgent care visits included in there a year, you use 3 of those. You've gotten good value for money. It also has your scans. You have unlimited ultrasounds, unlimited x-rays.
Right.
You have your MRI, your CT scan. Mm-hmm. You have a long list of labs that are included. Mm-hmm. Pharmaceuticals, pharmacy, medication that you need. There's a flat cap rate of $25 for a list of about 150 different medications.
Mm-hmm.
You have Augmentin on there, all these different things that you may need.
Mm-hmm.
And so the plan is quite robust. And then we speak about when it comes to the hospital. Traditionally, there is a deposit that's needed to get into doctor's hospital, right? Mm-hmm. And that deposit, at minimum, you're looking at about $3,000 to $5,000, right?
I know. I just had to pay that in July.
Right.
Thanks
exactly.
very much for reminding me.
and then of course there's higher ones where you have to get like financially cleared. And some people who have insurance, there's you may have to go and pay the deposit and get reimbursed by the insurance. We work with our LAMP members, and so we give increased access to the emergency room in times of need. And then of course your balance in the emergency room, we back bill that, and so you're able to pay that over a course of months. And so in your time of need, in time of emergency, when every second counts, we're able to get and address your issue a lot sooner. And here's why. If you are a LAMP member with us and you get your annual physical with us, and we know who you are and you've done your scans with us, if by happenstance you were to have to come to the emergency room,
they've got that on file.
Bing. And we put file. In Debbie, we put in Leonard, or we put in Carlisle. Mm-hmm. We can pull your file and know, oh, this person has a history of diabetes. Let's mm-hmm. start there. Mm-hmm. We're not starting from ground zero. Right. And so now we don't have to order a bunch of scans that aren't necessary. We could start Correct. With the diabetes Absolutely. And address your issue a lot sooner mm-hmm. at a lot lower rate. And so the risk across the board is decreased. And so ultimately, and a lot of times, what we see is lab members that come to us, to the emergency room, they address the emergency, get stabilized, and say, listen, I want to transfer to PMH now. Because what happens is, because I'll tell you this, the big issue with PMH is the bottleneck at the emergency room, right. accident
some
emergency.
Some people are there 2 days.
Exactly.
And they die A&E. Because they don't get to see a doctor.
Right. But if you come to us, we can transfer you over, and we work directly with PMH. Mm-hmm. When there's an open bed, we transfer you over to PMH to the open bed, mm-hmm. and we transfer you into a bed. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of people do that, and you were able to skip that bottleneck mm-hmm. at A&E.
Yeah.
And that's a benefit.
It certainly is a benefit. I'm thinking about all these benefits. I'm making note.
Right.
But again, I'm always looking, okay, so now on our next meeting, mm-hmm. we need to be
able
to...
He needs to talk.
Yeah.
Well, you can't talk at the next meeting.
No, I know.
Your guess. But the one we need to figure out how to get some information, just small information about the program, right. To our membership by email or was not.
Well, the so lab program, unfortunately, I left my stupid book at home. It had the folder, and it's just a little tiny thing.
I can give it to your listeners now.
And if you were to send us the folder mm-hmm. in all the different sections, mm-hmm. and we could send that out to our people, mm-hmm. you'd
Definitely.
Be surprised.
Here's what I wanted to look at it. Sometimes, and I know, Debbie, if you deal with me anywhere in business, I'll tell you my fundamental principle is this. Mm-hmm. Keep things simple.
Yeah, mm-hmm. very simple.
I have an insurance plan. It mm-hmm. costs hundreds of dollars a month.
Right.
And the binders are sick.
Yeah.
What?
And I got to flip through this to figure out what's covered, what's not covered.
What the copay is here.
What the copay.
What?
See that? Granted, it works.
Right.
But it's a lot. Right. It's a lot to understand what you get.
Right. But
and
you
I'm
had
telling
to,
you, it's
but,
difficult.
But you had to pay $8,000.
Yeah, and I But
and I'll say this, and
it costs a lot.
And LAMP has a benefit for individuals with insurance as well.
Well, that's mm-hmm. why I'm saying, for me, I'm looking, okay, fine, $40 a month, I pick it up too, right? Because I don't like introducing things to people. And I think this is the major reason why people don't get the kind of insurance that's available, even when it's kind of friendly with the cost. Right. Someone is feeling unwell, not incredibly unwell, but they don't want to go to a doctor. Because they may even have insurance.
I got to pay copay, and I got to pay deductible, and I don't
want all that stuff. Yeah, you're telling me I get to see the doctor.
No mm-hmm. copay.
And no copay? No copay.
Nothing.
I'm okay. I love that.
Right.
Yeah.
And in fact, for the individuals with insurance, and we notice this a lot when we talk to companies, right? Oftentimes in companies, there's like a tiered system, right? Mm-hmm. You have the upper management executives. Mm-hmm. They all have insurance. Mm-hmm. Then you get down to like your middle managers. You may see like a 50-50 rate of insurance mm-hmm. and no insurance. Then you get to like line staff, new staff, mm-hmm. and it's like 10% have insurance. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so at the top, they're saying, well, we offer a group plan. They're just not taking advantage mm-hmm. of it, right? And at the bottom, they're saying, well, we can't afford it or we think it's not worth it, mm-hmm. right? And so what we are able to do, so we have a plan, it's called LAMP Insurance Supplement, where it's $30 a month mm-hmm. for those who have major medical insurance. Mm-hmm. And if you come to doctor's hospital facilities, we waive your copays. Mm-hmm. You don't pay any copay.
Okay.
So even though your plan may call for a copay, a $75 copay to see the physician, we mm-hmm. waive that. Mm-hmm. So what we can do is we can have one plan, the LAMP Primary mm-hmm. available. We can have LAMP Ultimate available, and then we can have the LAMP Insurance available. And so your company's group plan has all of these plans in it. Mm-hmm. And based on your personal circumstances, you say, well, I want this one or I want that one. And then if you have a lot, and because it's a group, we're able to discount it. We're able to say instead of $40, it'll be $30 a month. Instead of $119, we'll make it $85 mm-hmm. a month. And now you see how that becomes a whole lot more affordable, mm-hmm. right? And so $80 a month, that's doable.
That's doable.
That's doable. That's doable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I like it. Call you live. Go ahead.
Yes. Good afternoon to all of you.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
last night I was laying down in my bed, couldn't sleep, and I had an epiphany. Now, I hope Anton and C. Allen and Pumpkin or Amanda, Blind Boy, yeah, this is because they could word this better than me and they get more time on the air than me. But I'm thinking, at 65, I'm 65 now. I think the government should give us more of a tax break when you reach 65, because you're the chosen few. And you would have been paying taxes from about 18 up to 65. But here it is, the government tax you more as you get older and the couple of things you acquired in life. Wendy's, when you are now waiting to pay the undertaker and the doctor.
Hopefully you pay the doctor before you pay the undertaker.
Right, yeah, but you understand what I'm saying?
I understand.
Yeah, right.
And I hear about all these things that you could get from the insurance. But what about us who done put in 30 years of paying taxes? When are we going to get a break and have our money, instead of going to the bottleneck that she spoke about, we could go to these private doctors, go because you know you're only saving your money, holding your money to go to the doctor.
That's all you're in it for.
Well, truthfully, with this program, I got to be honest, because I personally use it. It is one of those things where you don't, you never have to worry about money. You never have to worry about waiting in line. And it's anything that you need done, you can actually get done. You can make a phone call and you've got an appointment immediately. There's none of that hassle that you get from anything else. And guess what? And I don't have to worry about which government is in power and are they going to change their mind?
Yeah,
that kind of thing.
So I'll say this, Carla. I can hear you. So I'll say this, right? So one of the big benefits that LAMP is that offers to our senior citizens who have contributed so much is the fact that we have no age caps, right? There are no barriers to entry for pre-existing conditions. Okay. There are no barriers to entry for your age caps. And even when it comes to groups, our group plans, if you worked for a company, you worked there 10, 20 years, it's now time to retire and they kick you off the group plan, off the group insurance plan. We have companies where they have LAMP and they keep their retirees on because we don't watch your age, right? We say come one, come all. My grandmother is in her 80s, history of breast cancer, and she's on LAMP. We can't get her insurance, but I have her on LAMP. So the benefit is one is access at an affordable rate, and then you know that you have quality service in a quality environment that you can get just a phone call away, an email away, or like my grandma used to say, a what's up. We do what's up as well.
Okay, may I finish?
Yes, sir. Go on.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, now, you have people in a situation that the insurance company don't tell you, look, you could go to this place in there and get insurance. They don't ever advise you of anything. So you have people that are in a dilemma of they don't think they can get any insurance. But still, I am saying, my point is this still. If you have been working 30 years paying taxes to the government, at your retirement age of 65, the government needs to give you a tax break. Look at all the people who come here and haven't put anything into the system and benefits from it.
Man, this election time, man. Tell your MP, sign you up for LAMP. Tell them sign you up for LAMP.
You're all talking about the same thing, but not the same people.
We understand, Carla. And maybe this reaches out to the listening audience and persons who serve our country in the capacity as politicians so they could do something to what you speak about. And guess what? I say this all the time. Now, this is my personal belief, and I say this with all of my heart. I believe that the age, when you reach the age of 65, and Carla, you're from the financial sector, I don't think it makes sense. This is for me. One, so you speak to your leadership about this, I don't think people who are homeowners at the age of 65 should pay real property tax. I don't believe that.
I don't believe that should happen at all.
I don't think that Debbie, who is going to approach 75 years old and still have to pay real property tax, and the young person who's 25 years old is still paying real property tax when she's paid more than the whole person's whole lifetime of her property that she now owns. And I don't think that someone at 65
and those
years
persons should don't stand, have an income any
longer. No income. Right. Should stand to lose the property of doing the entire life because they didn't fail to pay a tax. That's the first thing. Secondly,
I agree.
I think healthcare. If we don't roll out universal healthcare, that's fine. I think people over 65 should not have a healthcare bill.
We ain't got healthcare bills now.
No. I mean, they really shouldn't have a healthcare bill. You talking about lamp? Lamp should be co-paid by the government of Bahamas.
That's what I said. This election time, man. Tell the MP, 40 bucks a person.
I think Grammys them should be able to go to the doctor without coming up with a 40 bucks.
Listen, plenty money on this road election time, bro.
But these are the things, like the caller saying. I think that at 65 years, and trust me, I'm not there, but I could tell you, I'm starting to feel where this age goes. You done enough.
Yeah.
You done enough. Why are you still paying? It's ridiculous how we treat one another that we say we love. I don't get it. This is why, for me, and we had the conversation off air, you talk about why I'm semi-abolition. I can't, because you know why? I don't think we care enough about the people we say we care enough, because I see hardworking old people, older people all the time, and I say that person still have to figure out, oh, Lord, real property tax or else they can take my house. Oh, Lord, I got to pay this bill. I got to pay the... They shouldn't have... They've done it. They've done their service, man. Mm-hmm. So, final thing. Shameless plug. Text her. Doctors Hospital needs to give this young man a raise. He did a good job representing LAMP, because I'm ready to sign up.
And I agree
with the censor. I think I'm ready to sign up. I think it makes sense.
Let me tell him how.
So listen.
Tell him how.
So listen, I have never had an annual in my entire life. Never even thought about it. No one ever talked about it. Every time you go see a doctor, whether you're having a baby or whatever you're going, no one ever said you need to have an annual. Mm-hmm. Not once did anybody say it. Mm-hmm. But in this thing, they talked about the annual, and I called and said, what does it include? Mm-hmm. These are things that I'd never had before.
And I'll tell you why. Debbie. Our approach to healthcare is different, because we are not an insurance company, right? We're not a financial institution.
Mm-hmm.
And we approach the patient differently. Our view is we want you to use the services. Mm-hmm. Why? Because we know that when you use the affordable, low-cost things, you can prevent the high-cost things.
That's what I'm saying to you. Over this 5 or 6 years that I've been a member of this, I've been able to do things and find out about myself that I didn't know before. Also, because my mother had breast cancer 3 times, and I have a history of it, I'm able to have my mammogram every single year and check to make sure that everything is good at no cost, right? And I can have my pap smear to make sure that I don't have cervical cancer, which is another thing that females get, right? So I'm able to actually, through all of this, I'm able to actually find out at this age, that I'm actually very healthy.
Amen.
You know what I mean?
We can tell you very healthy because you work harder than everyone else. I still can't figure this out. I'm telling you, you're in the 70s.
So for those who are interested in finding out more, you can go online, our website, LAMP, L-A-M-P, dot doctors, HOSP, H-O-S-P, dot com.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
You can email us, LAMP, at doctorshosp, H-O-S-P .com.
Mm-hmm.
You can call us from Monday to Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. At 302-4635.
Let me ask you a question quickly.
One last thing. You can WhatsApp us
at
822-1009.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
And I heard all these things where you could sign up. The elderly generation, they're all close to me. Mm-hmm. If they call there, can someone enroll them?
We walk them through.
You know, we take for granted that no one's sitting in front of a computer who has the abilities that maybe Debbie has or us. 86-year-old grandmother, she wants a program. She can make a call.
Yeah.
She can't navigate the computer.
I'll tell you, our elderly members, they love WhatsApp.
They WhatsApp you all day. That's good. And I love that. You know, I'm only disappointed that this is the first time you've really had an opportunity to delve into the program. Mm-hmm. And I think it's a fantastic program. Mm-hmm. I desire to see every person in construction be a part of some level of this program.
Amen. That's why I was so important. I sent them a letter, actually.
You can't go to work if you're sick.
Yeah.
And we lose a lot of people. We lose time and productivity because people are sick from things they didn't know that they were doing to themselves.
Right.
We see people eating poorly. We see people on site all day. And you ask the guy, do you drink water today? Nah, I had 3 sodas. No. You had 3 sodas, you didn't drink any water.
And two cold ones.
And I'm telling you, young people
don't realize they need electrolytes, that they need
to manage their health care.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Even in their youth, because they will live long enough to be in their 30s and 40s, and all of a sudden they got chest pain and they have this and all this.
Boss,
I can't come to work this week.
And their legs are swollen
manage.
Up and everything.
Their health care.
Exactly.
And I personally believe in that importance of going once a year.
Yeah.
Get an annual physical.
Yeah.
Let
Just
them check
idea.
You out.
Just get an idea.
It could save your life in a couple
could.
Of years.
You'd rather find out in the very beginning if you have cancer rather
or
than finding
else.
Out when it's gone through your entire body. Or even finding out that your cholesterol is
high
or your blood pressure is high or your
something.
Blood pressure is low or any of those things, right?
Carl, exactly. I think you'll be shocked to know how many people in this country do not go to the doctor at all. I think you'd be shocked.
Yeah.
At all.
Yeah.
Never even think about it.
Yep. It's ridiculous. And
but
then,
it's free.
Exactly. And then two. So we say, you know, if you have a company, if you have a group, and you want us to come speak to your staff, if you want to offer a healthcare benefit to your staff that helps them with productivity, you can reach out to us. We will speak. We will meet with you. And we will tailor make something that fits your company,
that
fits your group. Invite us,
that.
And we will be there to help.
And
you.
I love the fact that you can actually go and have somebody give you a proper diet plan as to what you should be eating and should not be eating, right? That is so important because even with me, I have low blood pressure, right? Mm-hmm. So I don't, I can eat salt.
Right.
I love salt.
Well,
My son-in-law had a stroke, so he can't eat salt
can't
at all.
Eat salt, right?
So whatever he can't eat, I can eat. Whatever I can eat, he can't eat.
So he's never going to steal your food.
So
you
we can sit at a table and you can't eat. Give that to me.
We got parting thoughts before we close out the show.
First thing I want to say is thank you, Leonard, Debbie, for not just having me here today, but for the work that you do in the construction industry
thank
in general.
Mm-hmm.
I want to encourage both of you to keep fighting the good fight to make
the
construction industry better.
Trying.
And lastly, to our Bahamians who are out there listening, your healthcare is a journey.
Yeah.
It's a
it
journey.
Is.
It's a daily journey. It's a daily process.
It is.
You know, you don't build your house
don't
in one
take
day.
Take it for granted.
No.
Right. You got to build the foundation first. You got to put up the walls. You got to do the drywall. Take your healthcare journey day by day. Mm-hmm. Come to Doctor's Hospital. Sign up for LAMP. Let us give you the tools to build a solid healthcare life.
It is Thursday today, and downstairs is the Guardian, where they're talking about people that are no longer on this planet.
Yeah.
It's, to me, a perfect example of why you need to watch out for your health care.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And
thank you so
it.
Much for coming. I so appreciate
thank you so much,
answering
Debbie.
Me right away. That was awesome.
That's what we do at LAMP. Yes. We answer right away.
Right away.
You do.
But there we go.
Honest to God,
we
you
love what
do.
We do. We love what we do. We have an amazing team. Shout out to my team, Aniqua Mercedes, Deja, Danielle, Dr. Degas, Dennis, Doctor's Hospital. Shout out to everyone. We love what we do over here, man.
Phil Cooper was the first person that actually went, was there, and was advertising for it. At the hospital.
Beautiful.
Yes. So, thank you so much.
Thank you much. I'm very excited about this.
Yeah, I'm very excited.
I can't wait to share
too.
This information with some of the people in
I
the
swear to God.
Community.
I should have brought my flyer to give you. But,
we'll WhatsApp it to him.
Thank you. Yes.
When I wake up in the morning and I take a walk outside, I see the sunshine, I see a new day, and that feeling puts a smile right on my face. I know just what to do, go to the paint place. So if you want to paint it right the first time, go to the paint place, stop at the paint place. And if you want it to last a lifetime, go to the paint place, stop at the paint place.
When we started StormFrame Windows in 1999, we wanted to fabricate an impact-rated product to compete with the Florida market, and we've done this. There's no fabricator or vendor from Florida that can do what we can in the Bahamas. Because we fabricate locally and we're a local-based company, we have that capability to provide better customer service than our competitors. With all the worldwide supply chain issues, we at StormFrame have improved our fabrication process and have invested in stock to be able to produce our orders in 4 weeks. We also keep in stock over 400 windows and doors at standard sizes for walk-in customers to purchase. Our professional sales staff is here to assist you with the complete purchase and installation. We also service and ship to the outhouses.
Thank you!
you for your support, Bahamas.
Thank you for your support, Bahamas.
The all-new CBSBahamas.com is faster, smarter, and we've made it even easier to browse our inventory of over 11,000 products. Earn reward points with every online purchase. Check out our new AI-powered chat assistant, available 24/7. You can even select a date and time for items to be delivered to your house, job site, or the mailboat. Our Family Island customers are loving it. Build beautiful throughout the Bahamas with the new CBSBahamas.com.
Main purpose for a lot of customers coming in and out these doors is because of the relationship built with them. Once they're comfortable, they could relate to me better.
We don't only sell paint, we sold people.
Some customers need extra patience.
Whatever your paint or patience needs, the entire Sherwin Williams Paints team are ready to show you some good customer service.
Sherwin Williams Bahamas. Find color in every day.